Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Speaking, it's Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I'm here in the live stream with a new member, Fertilizer Spike. Fertilizer Spike, hello, how are you? Fertilizer Spike, hello, how are you?
Better than average, so they tell me.
Where do you hail from, and how did you find Fakeologist, please?
I'm from Earth, and I found this. Sorry, every time someone comes in the room, it messes up my wish to talk. I found this by watching a YouTube video, and I checked the description, and there was a link to a FakoTube video. I think that's correct. I've been trying to find that video. I can't find it now. I don't even remember. Because I was looking at so many different things at the time, I'm not sure exactly which video led me to FakoTube, but yeah, I just dove right in after that.
Oh, fantastic. Where on Earth are you from? Can you narrow it down?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, that's cool. Fantastic. What's your fakeologist background?
Pardon?
What is your fakeologist background?
Can you deconstruct that a little? I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well, fakeologist is a study of media fakery, so I'm just wondering when you started looking into media fakery or fakeology, and which is your favorite fake event?
Well,
I've always
had this nagging, persistent kind of attitude that everyone's full of shit, and even when they don't realize it, you know, they think they're right, but they're not. I've always been used to being the smartest person in the room. And around September 11th, 2001, if I recall correctly, there was this incident involving the demolition of two buildings in New York.
I heard about it.
That's when I really kind of buckled down and really started researching things. So it went from like a nagging feeling to a abject certainty that everything on the television is a lie.
So you've been awake since September 11th, 2001? That's amazing.
Well, I wouldn't put it in those terms, but I think I understand what you mean.
What was your conclusion about what happened on September 11th, and what research did you do on that?
Oh, wow, that's a very open-ended question. What research did I do? I mean, everything I could think of.
Yeah. What was some of the material you looked at?
Muslims suspend the laws of physics.
I meant what researchers? Like, have you watched September Clues?
No, I'm citing a website with an article titled "Muslims Suspend the Laws of Physics."
Recommended that he check out September Clues, as far as I know.
Say that again, Mark. You recommended it to him already?
Richard did, actually.
I popped in
on their conversation. That's what they were talking about.
Oh.
September Clues, dude.
But the Muslims Suspend the Laws of Physics article showed the math calculating the energy of of the planes that were said to have hit the buildings, and compared that to the energy of planes that the buildings were designed to withstand multiple impacts from. And they were comparable. In fact, they were designed according to the architects, the buildings were designed to withstand actually higher energy impacts than were possible from those planes.
So that's fine. So what is your conclusion as to what happened on that day?
The buildings were deliberately demolished with explosives.
Okay.
And power
technology. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. And what do you think about the victim?
Can you name one?
Not off the top of my head. Not any name. Well, actually, I might be able to. Bobby McElvain.
I've not heard of him. Have you heard of Barbara Olson?
Yeah.
Well, she was, I watched her on C-SPAN the day this happened. And later on, her husband, Theodore Olson gave this sniff interview about his poor dead wife, and then later on she was discovered in living in Germany.
Yeah, with a facelift.
Have you heard of Daniel Lewin?
I think so.
He was Israeli, I may be wording this wrong, but he was Israeli Secret Service, like Israeli commando, kind of. He was supposedly on one of those planes. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Israeli military and law enforcement training. They have a strong emphasis on abrupt violence. They have no, you know, they're trained to immediately interrupt circumstances with violence. And it struck me that if this guy was on a plane with four skinny Muslims with box cutters, I think he would have made mincemeat of them.
Yeah, I agree. You don't believe the story of the 19 box cutting Muslims?
No.
Well, that's good. It seems like we're on the same page then. What do you think of the, have you ever heard of the Vixen Report?
What?
The Vixen Report.
Vixen? Is it Yiddish?
Vixen. V-I-C-S-I-M. That's victims and simulation merged into one word.
That's okay. You know, English is a great language. You can make up whatever words you want.
Have you ever heard of that report?
You're saying it's a report?
Yeah.
By whom?
That report specifies that it postulates that they simulated all the victims on 9/11.
That's a rather sweeping statement. All of the victims? I mean, I'm a victim of it.
Are you on the list of 2,977?
Can we call it the World Trade Center demolition instead of 9/11?
Yeah, you could, but that will leave out Washington and Shanksville. But you could.
Pardon?
Hold on a sec. Thanks.
I hope this recording is edited later. Get out all this dead time. Do you want to reschedule, or is Audio Streamer a bot?
Yeah.
Is Audio Streamer recording everything?
Everything. All right, say that again. Sorry, I had to transfer devices there. You hope it's edited
is,
later? No,
we
don't.
Is Audio Streamer recording everything?
Yes, it does. It records everything.
It does that all the time?
Cool.
Yes. And it streams it live to the internet.
I'm sorry, this is your interview. Go ahead.
And it streams it live to the internet.
No, I'm sorry. This is your interview. I shouldn't be asking the questions. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. That's fine. It's a back and forth. It's a back and forth interview. It's, this is just what we call the audio chat. That's where we just talk about the day's events, including PSYOP, psychological operations of the day, like 9/11.
Can we say World Trade Center demolition instead of 9/11?
Well, we could. But what about Shanksville and Washington, Pentagon? Are they part of it?
Part of the World Trade Center demolition?
No, are they part of the 9/11 event? That's why I just say 9/11. Well, I can see.
I don't always know what everyone means when they say 9/11.
Yeah, you got to count.
I mean, it's not like this is a legal document where it's saying, you know, henceforth, you know, the World Trade Center
is the whole thing.
And shall heretofore be called 9/11. You know, it's just a casual conversation. Can we not just not use that?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. A surgical mask on her face.
I think they fooled her. Audio Streamer, you must chill.
So must you, fellow audio streamer.
I order this bot to chill. Fucking bots, you know, like when we're not in here, he probably sings kill all humans.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that fertilizer spike.
It's your world. I'm just living in it.
Okay. All right. So what do you think is going on with the COVID revolution that we're in now? What's your take? Go ahead.
Did you say revolution?
Yeah, I said revolution. What's your take on the worldwide takeover of the COVIDian cult?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
All right. what is your take on the COVID, the whole COVID
event?
I think
it's a lot of baloney.
All right.
I think so-called medical industry has immunology wrong. I think they need to rethink it from the ground up. I think there's no such thing as a infectious virus. I think that's something they misunderstood for 100 years.
Yep. Well, actually, it's coming up to 200 years I just listened to. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, I agree 100%. So what do you think the purpose of this worldwide event is?
Things like this don't have just one purpose. I mean, that would be kind of weird.
Okay. What do you think are some of the purposes?
Make people wear masks.
Say again?
Make people wear masks.
That's a pretty minor one, isn't it?
I mean, if you say so, I know I was going to be graded on my answers.
All right. Well, you know, if you don't want to talk, I'm okay with it.
More? You're wanting more, is what you're saying?
Okay, I'll leave you alone, Fertilizer Spike. So I just wanted to say hi and see who you are.
Not bothering me. And I got plenty more if you want other reasons why I think they did it. I just was doing
go,
one
go
at a
ahead.
Time.
Go ahead. I'm just trying to drum up some conversation. So.
Hey, Spike, do you mind me interrupting you, or is that too much?
No, I don't mind at all. I don't think you're being an overbearing prick in any way.
I love this guy's dry sarcasm. It's so dry that you could dust it.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
I understand why it seemed like sarcasm, but no, I was just assuring him that I do not care if he just wants to interrupt me because of a conversation we had earlier.
Yeah, I think we've reached an understanding. I feel a gentleman's understanding, which is better than most. I just want to say hello to everyone on the call. So, Dee Dee, hi. Obviously, Ab. We've got our newest.
Try and get more people on the live stream.
I try to, but you know what they complain of? That they say they've got too much audio to listen to in the past. So there was a few weeks where we recorded a lot of audio, and people can't keep up with it. Anyway, I'll just go through. So we've got Spike, we've got Yenerick.
What about people that can keep up with it?
Huh?
There's not people that can keep up with it.
People can't keep up with it. No, there's more output than they can keep up with.
There's just as many that can keep up with it, Richard. We have to know the output. Why?
You should make sure that they don't have to keep up. They're not going to be tested on this material.
That's true, Richard. And Fertilizer Spike. Let's
okay.
keep going. Let's keep these live streams going.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I always try to get people in the live stream, but some people are just like kind of like, oh, we've recorded too much. We need to keep up. And anyway, never mind.
Well,
so we've also got Jan Erik. We've also got Pax. We've got Quits Official Chris and myself, Richard. Welcome all to the live stream.
Good evening, Richard.
I think the mask issue is not a minor one, but if you want to skip over that one, I'll go to I think that one of the other reasons was they wanted everyone to hide in their houses for a while so that law enforcement could devote their time to training up on the new 5G surveillance system.
Okay. How does that work?
How does what work?
5G surveillance system. What does a cop have to do with that?
You're asking me what law enforcement has to do with surveillance? Why are you asking why they would want to have surveillance?
No, what they want us in our homes so the cops can learn how to use 5G surveillance? What does that mean? I don't even understand that.
Well, if you want to take all the cops and stick them in a big auditorium, you know, analogously, if you want to take all the cops off the street and put them in a classroom, you can't just let people run wild during that time. You've got to convince them to sit on their ass and do nothing for a while.
Okay, that's a stretch, but okay. Can't they use Zoom?
That's a stretch.
It's a stretch to think that's what's happening. Can't the cops just use Zoom and learn about 5G surveillance on Zoom? After all,
can
the surveillance society is coming out of China.
I don't think the question is can they. I think it is. The question is did they? And no, they didn't. They did it in person.
Okay.
I don't understand why you think that's. What part of that is a stretch exactly?
This doesn't seem like that can't even be in the top 500 reasons why everyone had to stay at home.
Everyone didn't have to stay at home. They chose to.
Okay. Now we're playing. Now we're just making semantics out of what I'm saying. Okay.
Well, it's not. I mean, you can call it semantics. I'm calling it accuracy. There's a difference between having to do something and choosing, isn't there?
There definitely is.
Where you still haven't explained why you think that what I outlined there is a stretch. What is the part that I'm stretching?
This doesn't seem like it would be a reason to go to all this trouble. I think to tell people to stay in their homes so cops can go meet in an auditorium to learn about 5G.
Well, again, that's not the only reason. I'm trying to do them one at a time so that it doesn't turn into a big jumble of nonsense that no one can understand.
All right, okay. Let me ask Jan Eriksson.
You think that it's a stretch that police assemble in person for training? Is that correct?
I would agree that would be on the list. I agree with the gentleman.
Okay. Did you say you agree with Jeff?
Mr. Fertilizer Spike.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. I was going to ask Jan Eric if he thinks that happened in Norway. If the cops all got together to learn about 5G.
I think that system will be quite automated, but it has to be it's a new tool in the toolbox of law enforcement, so it needs to be trained. Seems logical.
Okay.
See, most people aren't privy to this.
Wouldn't be on the top of the list, though, but it's definitely there, I think.
Most people aren't privy to this, but law enforcement in the United States routinely assemble for so-called training, you know, indoctrination, whatever you want to call it. It's a known thing, but it's not widely publicized. Local police here, where I live, frequently attend two-week training meetings.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to. I don't want to belabor the point. It's very minor.
Let's move to another point. That you think? Do you think it's a stretch that 5G is used for law enforcement surveillance?
No, I don't. No, I just don't think that's the main idea of what's going on. But it's definitely.
Yeah, I didn't say it was the main idea. I'm doing one item at a time, so it doesn't get too confusing for people.
Okay. All right.
So it's always a list of things they want to do when they do things. It's never one thing. They have a set of targets and they want to reach all of them. They bake it into an operation.
You're right.
Hey, FM, are you familiar with the airport body scanners?
Yes.
FM?
Who's FM? FM, that's me.
The initials of your...
All right. I've never been called FM. Okay, I'll take it. Yes, I am.
So do you know that the 5G cellular network uses some of the same frequencies? Well, it uses all of the frequencies and more that the airport body scanners use?
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay, well, if we assume that that's correct, then I'm not lying or wrong. Do you see how the 5G cell network could be used as a giant airport body scanner over the entire country, over the entire world?
Not really.
I agree with this.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan Eric.
So,
why do you agree?
I heard that they actually can see if you're vaccinated or not when you go through those
scanners
at the airport. So you cannot fool them and say you with a fake card and say you're vaccinated. They would catch you and
how would that work?
Get into trouble. It has to do with the thing that's in the syringe. It shows up on the scanner.
Wow.
Inside your body.
That's crazy.
They call it a digital tattoo. The needle itself it inserts like a tattoo into the skin a RFID device.
Oh, I see. Okay. Would you be able to get that X-rayed right away to see if it's there?
Well, it's very tiny. I'm not sure about the resolution of X-rays. I'm not sure about its transparency to x-rays, whether it's transparent or opaque to x-rays, because that's important if you're going to try to image it with x-rays. But it does, apparently, and this is technology you can look up. It's just published technology, and they're bragging about it. They're not trying to...
Okay. Okay, let me say hi to Jan Eric, because this is the audio chat. We go all over the network. I just want to say hi to Jan Eric. Thank you for all the amazing links you've given me in the last 24 hours. Crazy, Jan Eric. How do you do it?
Spend a lot of time.
I love Tracy Northern.
I only post things I think are interesting. The rest of the stuff I would never post.
Yeah.
You need to go through a lot of stuff. But after a while, you kind of know beforehand what not to watch and stuff. The content of the channels.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Crazy awesome stuff like that. What do you think of Tracy Northern?
If they're posting a lot of Q stuff, it's not a good source.
Are there invisible bots monitoring and recording the other channels?
No.
Can you prove that to everyone?
No. Do I have to?
Acceptable.
Come again?
I said I find that answer acceptable. I'm not going to push it any further.
I can't prove it. This
so
is
continue.
Not a
the list. This was interesting. Go to the next.
Okay. Yeah. Let's keep going. Okay. Let's keep going. Fertilizer Spike, do you have a shortened version of your name? Like what your mother calls you? Did you want to hear that?
My mother's deceased.
Okay, what she used to call you?
I'm not comfortable sharing that with everyone.
All
I
right.
Calling my nickname my mother calls me.
All right.
You can call me Spike.
Okay, I like Spike. Okay.
You can call me Spike. You can call me Fert. You can call me Lizer. I don't give a fuck what you call me, really.
Are you from the southern part of Illinois?
Yes.
All right. We got another guy. We have two really good fakeologists from that, both parts. Or one I know for sure. One is named Whittlews. He used to be here. You might want to check out his podcast, The Popularity Contest. You might find him interesting. And his partner's from Indiana, though. But maybe nearby
hey,
where
partner.
You are. Okay, his partner in the podcast. He does a podcast. So that partner, co-host. Yeah, he does.
My first thought was sexual partner.
Yeah, well, I'm not okay. I guess that's how Bird has been transformed over the years, isn't it? It's all about sexuality.
It's the new normal. Get used to it.
But he didn't reference any genders. He said the gender of his partner, so I didn't assume it was a gay thing. I mean, even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Okay, well, Jan Eric wants you to list more things about the COVID.
Yeah, I found it interesting. It came up with some stuff. Keenum.
The vaccine,
hearing
obviously.
Next thing.
I hadn't really focused on that through all this, and I kind of dismissed it whenever I would... Sorry. I kind of dismissed it when I would hear people, they're going to force everyone to get a vaccine, because I think that's bullshit. They can't force everyone to get it. Well, they could, but it would be very bloody and awful. So I never thought that they were going to force everyone to vaccine. They don't have to force idiots to be idiots. You know? But the vaccine is obviously a big part of it, and I believe that the reason they want this vaccine to be given to nearly everyone is for sterilization purposes, sterilize the population. I think in 8 to 10 years, we're going to find out that most of the population is sterile now.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility for sure.
It would be like the movie Children of Men.
Well, you don't think that's sterile. You don't think that's a minor point?
I think that's a major point. I definitely find that a huge possibility. Yes, that's a major one.
So that's an acceptable answer for you then?
All of your answers are acceptable, sir.
It's an answer you're not going to quibble about.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to be truculent
So you're not going to dismiss it as trivial the way you did with the masks and the law enforcement 5G surveillance. Trivial or implausible, sorry. There was two reasons.
I will not. I will grade and evaluate every one of your points on their own merit as to how I agree with them. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Program to bring you this important message.
Bot, please.
Hi, this is Gord from Manitoba, and you're listening to Fakeologist Chat at Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Gord.
Is it okay if I just block audio streamer?
Yeah, you can definitely block audio streamer. The only problem is that if you're talking, then it would talk over you because you're only blocking it for yourself.
Yeah, I realize that, and I would encourage everyone to block audio streamer.
Do you not like the bumpers? Those are station identification markers.
I like being interrupted by a bot.
Yeah, I get it.
If everyone just wants to click on audio streamer there and go to the three dots up in the top right corner and select block.
Cool. I'm cool with audio streamer.
Q.
Well, we get all kinds of people in the audio chat. For Spike, you're definitely a unique individual with your commentary and delivery, I have to say.
I am unique, just like everyone else.
You are. You're fantastic.
So, other reasons, I think it ties into the ongoing campaign of trauma-based mind control. For example, there were stories coming out of New York saying, oh my gosh, 2 dozen bodies, unclaimed bodies, buried in a potter's field in New York. Oh my gosh, it's a terrible, there's so many people dying that there's 2 dozen unclaimed bodies in a city of 8 million people. What are we going to do? And, but then you go and look, and this, I forget the name of the island that they bury them on, but you go and look, and that's actually the historical average for the number of unclaimed bodies they bury in that every week.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Wasn't it something like Killing Fields Island or something funny like that?
You're thinking of the Fresh Kills landfill, probably.
Oh, Fresh Kills. That's right. That's right. That's right.
No, it's like, okay, I'm not going to guess the name, but it's been used as a potter's field for off and on centuries. Well, maybe not centuries.
Yeah,
centuries.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, if you people read in the news, oh, mass graves of unclaimed bodies, most people are not going to immediately find out how many bodies are buried there every week. They're going to evoke images from Holocaust movies where Jews are machine gunned into pits and then buried with a bulldozer.
Did that really happen?
Holocaust movies? Yeah. There's
the machine gunning in the pit. That's a new one.
Well, I can only speak in terms of hearsay. You know, I only have hearsay evidence. I was told by my grandfather that he took part in liberating some of the camps on the perimeter of the nation. And he told me that, yes, they did machine gun people and bury them with a bulldozer. They were German soldiers.
Okay.
He actually took claims. You know, I don't automatically believe everything I hear, but when my grandfather told me this numerous times, I believed it. So when he told me, yes, we lined up all the German soldiers and machine gunned them into pits, and I fucking hate myself for it, I believe.
Okay. Wow.
And I learned this at like age 5. So
that would not surprise me.
Like.
Sounds plausible. The Americans didn't take any prisoners of war in the Pacific theater. They killed all the Japanese they caused. So similar in Europe, it makes sense to me.
Well, you know, our soldiers were being called all these evil, genocidal, madmen, guerrillas, you know, like
sure.
Subhuman So yeah, why take them down? You know? All they're gonna do is try to kill you at some point, you know.
Allegedly. I'm not sure the Germans were the worst people actually in the Second World War.
No, but that's definitely what our soldiers were told.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
If you look at some of the wartime propaganda from that period in the United States, it depicts Germans literally as like guerrillas wearing uniforms.
Yes, you need to dehumanize the enemy. It's more easy for the soldiers to kill them.
Yeah, like guerrillas with blood dripping in fangs. Jeez.
They did the same under the First World War as well, demonized the Germans and the guys. German soldiers were cutting up the stomach of pregnant women, taking out the babies and smashing them against the walls to kill the baby, and all bullshit. Afterwards, it was all lies. The evil Germans. The first casualty of war is the truth.
Okay, another reason I think for the COVID baloney is shit. Let me think for a second. I spaced myself off.
I call it the COVID psyop. That's okay.
I remembered what I was gonna say. The economy, and I mean the real economy, not the money economy. It was to restructure the economy, and I have thought for a long time that they were going to do something like this. Not something like this as in this was the reason or this was the excuse, but something like this as in this is the actions they took to eliminate a lot of jobs out of the economy and try to restructure things. Like, I don't want to say reset because everybody's got this reset as a hot button word, like it's a big reset. No, but they wanted to shut down the economy and then restart it minus some of the things.
Okay, yeah.
I also think this was something that I had predicted almost 6-7 months in advance. They wanted to blow a smokescreen around the fact that a lot of hospitals are going bankrupt and closing, and also save some hospitals, financially speaking, with big corona money, you know, corona check.
Yeah, and, I agree.
Because there was not an absence of news about hospitals closing during this period, but it was overwhelmed with stories of hospitals being overwhelmed. But you couldn't actually go anywhere. I looked, I checked around the hospitals in the area when no one else was on the streets, literally no one, not one police officer, not a pizza delivery driver, nobody. I drove around for 6 weeks and maybe saw 7 other vehicles on the road. So, I think that was a big part of it too. They didn't want people going around saying, "Oh, why is this hospital parking lot empty?"
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And apparently a lot of consolidation is happening right now in the hospital business. They're buying up the big boys are buying up some of the smaller hospitals at a bargain basis price because they are bankrupt, because if the hospital's not running at 95%, it's not making money. Just like a hotel. Gotta have those rooms full for obvious reasons.
I think most of the hospitals are owned by the health insurance companies, and they have loads of cash. They're flush.
Right.
I think another reason was to provide a cover story for an increase in radiation sickness caused by the additional layer, not a replacement, but an additional layer of cellular network.
Right, okay. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cellular radiation. Like, all the frequencies are being converted to cellular. Television, radio, all those frequencies are being freed up for cellular communication. For sure.
Does the police in North America wear two of those police communication devices? to do in Europe. New digital one.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they are quite dangerous. They are really high radiation.
Police are you talking?
Which will have health problems. Yeah, new police radios, the digital ones, the small ones.
Right. They're just like cell phones, I think, except they're, your cell phone can act like a police radio.
Yeah, but it's different frequency range than cell phone.
I don't know if that's true. They use the same cellular range. It's just an internet data connection. So the frequencies or whatever the frequencies that your network uses.
Well, any electromagnetic radiation can be harmful to biological organisms, especially modulating signals. And
two of them, they have one on each side of the chest. I've seen running simultaneously. It's quite wearing all day.
Okay, I think another reason was to take another step toward universal basic income. They get people used to the idea. They get people used to the idea of, because if you can even see it. You tell people, oh, everyone should just get a check and just so they can live. And they're like, oh, I didn't. The old people are like, oh, I had to work, blah, blah, blah. Work built character, blah, 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 you know. So they're trying to ease the population into this idea that just staying at home and doing nothing productive is a morally good thing to do, and that not only that, you should get financially rewarded for it.
You're saving grand money, so by staying home.
Okay, well that's seven reasons. Do you want more or?
Oh well, yeah. You don't have to list them, but Jan Erik is enjoying them actually.
Yes.
And if Jan Erik is enjoying them, that means the whole audience is. But we're having good conversations. Keep it up.
Yeah, this is great.
Go ahead, Mike. Next one.
Okay, I think the social distance idea, that's another big part of it. Social distance is an idea borrowed from psychology, and psychology uses the concept of social distance to explain things like racism, bigotry of all kinds, misogyny. So all of the propaganda to maintain social distance is, in a sense, telling everyone to be mentally ill, you know, practice being mentally ill. Practice being a bigot. Practice not empathizing with people. And that circles back around to the mask thing. When you're wearing a mask, which I guess you don't think this is very important, but the mask is a big deal. When you're wearing a mask, you're a black box. And here's reason number eight, to make the autists more comfortable, because they're a growing, explosively growing a sector of the population. And what do they always say about them? Well, they don't understand emotions. They can't tell if someone's happy or sad by looking at them. Well, now everyone's an emotional black box. So no one can tell what anybody's thinking or what they're feeling when you're wearing
a mask.
That's
a good one.
So it's like forcing that aspect of autism on everyone.
Yes, both of them are dehumanizing as well. Makes you less human, more like being.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay,
does it make more sense now why I'm going one at a time? Because if I said, well, it's because they're training police to tell people to get a universal basic income while making them autistic and sterilizing them.
No,
and,
you're good.
And, you know, I'd sound like a fucking lunatic if I said all that at once.
You're right. You're good. We're just trying to suss each other out, Spike. Don't worry about it. Keep going. Good.
Can I have your job?
You like my job?
I mean your job here in the forum.
What's my job? Host?
He owns it, dude.
Owner?
You want to own it? Well, it's for sale.
No. I want a non-possessory right to do whatever I want here. I want an easement. You know, I want a non-possessory easement.
You want to have a show here?
No, I want admin permissions.
Well, what would you do with it?
He wants to be the moderator, Ab.
Okay. The moderator, hi, Dee Dee, by the way. Nice to hear a female voice to relax the mood a bit. Well, the moderators, their main role is to just let people into the forum after they have talked to them for a few seconds. That is the main moderation role.
I can do that.
All right. Why don't we, do you mind, we usually have a cooling off period or get to know an adjustment period. So I would certainly entertain that idea over the next few weeks, if that's okay. I think we just met, so we're trying to make sure we're the right fit, you know? But you sound like you're really our kind of guy. You have a different approach, but I like all approaches. I don't like sameness, but I really appreciate your offer. I appreciate your offer.
It takes time to build trust as well.
Can I just take a quick poll here?
Go ahead.
Okay, if anyone here thinks that was not a very polite kiss off, just speak up.
I thought it was a fair question.
Pigeonholing me.
Maybe a little premature, though.
I can wait.
Could you repeat that? Because I must have missed a few words. Something about a kiss off?
Yeah, I think your answer was just basically a polite way of saying no.
No, that's not true. No. I just met you, though. The moderators tend to be people that have been here for a while. So we just have a feeling as to what the person's all about. No, that's not a kiss off. It's definitely duly noted. No, we're not kissing. We don't kiss anyone off here right away. This is a fairly mature community. We've been doing this kind of, you know, that this is going to be audio chat number 900 and something.
Well, I have a lot of time to devote to do modding this place.
Oh, that's great. But did you hear what I just said? That we have, I would say, thousands of hours of Fakeologist audio chat. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar with that redirect.
Okay.
Well, no offense. Offense, but you're like the last person that I'd want as a moderator. Just based on how you respond.
I am
being
sending tribe.
This is Lost Fighter Palace.
I'm you just sounded like
Santa Miller. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio.
Oh, that's
at fakeologist.com.
Bumper. Still not working right.
I guess I'm not able to block. I guess I can't block audio streamer. That's one thing I would do as a mod.
For the program,
block audio streamer.
It's actually a program. The main purpose of the audio streamer is to keep the stream alive. Otherwise, Discord shuts it down. There's nobody in it. And it screws everything up. That's its main purpose. And it's a station identity.
Play some bumpers. Because you need a little bit of a break, too.
Yeah, sometimes. Right. Sometimes, yeah.
Well, I've used the block feature, and I can't. So I guess audio streamer is a mod.
Yeah, Spike, how long were you in the military, by the way?
Before I answer that, do you know that most forums of any kind now forbid and mechanically prohibit banning moderators? And that is because of me personally.
Most forums prohibit what?
Blocking mods. They prohibit users from blocking mods and admins, forbidden, and often mechanically prohibited, like you're physically incapable of doing.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You know, I'm the most notorious vandal, according to Wikipedia. I'm the most notorious vandal that's ever existed there.
No, I did not. I didn't even know there was a list of vandals.
Oh, there's no list. I think it's just me on that list as the most notorious vandal.
Was that a rhetorical question?
Hey, getting back to my question, how long were you in the military?
I've been in the military 0 years, 0 minutes, 0 seconds. I've never been in the military. I don't know why you think I have been.
Okay. Shot in the dark.
So, that it kind of seems like a trick, you know, you're kind of tricking me thinking I've spent time.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those questions. How long have you been beating your way? Same idea.
How long have you been in law enforcement?
Never. I'm only the fakeologist.
That's a cop trick.
That's true.
Now, if you bring up something that someone knows about themselves, and suggest that they told you, they'll often believe you.
That is true. I think that is a method of interrogation. I did look into that for a little bit. I do a lot of interviews, and I'm always trying to hone my craft. So I hope you don't mind me practicing.
You think using the read? You think using the read technique in casual conversation with people you just met is morally sound?
Well, probably not. No, probably not.
It's all right, I got big shoulders. I can carry it.
Very good. Very good. Well, different conversations go differently. That's for sure. Some are easier to conduct than others. Some interviews, that is. So I'm just learning. You're doing a good job with your list. Why don't we focus on that? Are you still there?
Yeah, I was just wondering how long that was going to take. Are all of you done focusing on that? Well, I listened to the 8 things. Let's hear some from you. Why do you think it was done?
Well,
I think the world was at a point of death that needed to be reset. I think we were so far into the negative, and that's definitely a big reason. I think they wanted to things faster into a new technocracy. I think they were of the opinion that we were at the right point to do that. I think they softened up the public, the men and the women, to a certain level of inactivity and lawfulness and general stupidity, that it was a great time to bring in a technocracy. I think they treated production.
Your Bluetooth is really bad now.
That they could start to collapse some of the original world countries because they're not necessary to sustain. And
well, your technocracy angle dovetails perfectly with my stopping and restarting the economy. That's the main purpose of it, is to further automation and so on.
Manufacturing is a much more efficient model. The capitalist dictatorship and communist social management has been beta tested for years now and is working quite well. I think that was another good reason.
Can I interject something here? I posted a link in the notes channel or whatever about the it was a story in the Guardian that mentions me quite extensively.
All right, was I coming through good there?
No, you're really choppy.
Oh, okay.
No, not better though. No, it's good.
Yeah, I'll shoot.
If anyone wants to check out that Guardian link I dropped in the notes, feel free.
All right. Well, I just think now was a good time to bring in their technocracy that they've been talking about for 100 years. Everything was set. China was set. Technology was set. The apathy of the public was set. The just general stupidity of the public is at an all-time low, so they knew they could get away with it. That was ready to go. Everything was in place. It was just a good time. And they've set targets at 2030 and 2050. And got to start way in advance to get things rolling. That's why I think they chose this year. They want to reset the economy. They want to move everyone into a new digital hell. They want to collapse the education system, the healthcare system, because they're just too bloated, corrupt. The best way to rebuild something is to blow up the old one, and that's what their intention is, and it was the right time. I don't know if technology is quite ready, but it will move much more quickly now that they've got this reset in effect. So that's why. Am I coming through?
Are you coming through? I was just posting some quotes in the notes. It's interesting, though, they mentioned in that article that I did unmentionable things to the Columbus article, which actually it wasn't. It was the Columbia Space Shuttle destruction article. Columbia was shot down, by the way.
Oh, you think Columbia was a real spaceship with astronauts on it?
No, I don't think it was a... I think it was a robotic hypersonic glider.
A robotic hypersonic what?
Glider.
Okay. But do you think anyone would want it?
When it was destroyed?
Yeah.
No, there's no reason. There was no reason to have people die in that incident.
I agree.
And X-37, which is the replacement for the shuttle, is identical except has no crew compartment.
Do you think any of the space missions were anything other than simulation?
Of course.
Say again?
Of course, some of them were not simulations.
Well, which ones weren't? Do you think man went to the moon?
Voyager.
So you think man went to the moon? Did Voyager go to the moon? I don't remember each.
No, Voyager was the probe they sent on its way out of the solar system. Same with Voyager 2.
So you think we can get
Pioneer
space
probe?
So you think there's space? There's a space.
I think there's a space?
You think there's space, as in what Disney proposed when they invented space in the 1930s?
I mean, well, if you're asking if I think there's something outside the Earth, yes. If you're asking if...
No, I'm asking if you think that space as defined by Disney, the Walt Disney Corporation, is what is up above us.
I'm not familiar with Disney's definition. You mean Walt Disney
personally? Disney is the one that gave us... Yeah, Walt Disney gave us space in the 1930s. Everything we're doing now is all based on his imagination.
I'm very skeptical of that claim.
Do you know... I just looked it up. The Voyager is about 21 billion kilometers away. Do you believe that?
Well, I can't say for sure exactly how far away it is.
Okay.
But that's what they're saying that it is. 21 billion kilometers.
Sounds reasonable.
Can we still phone it?
Sounds reasonable for our technology.
Hold on. 50 years.
Can we get a hold of it? Does it have an internet connection?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it is still reporting back or not.
Well, how would it?
Reporting by telephone or by mobile?
Hi, Mizum.
Magnetic waves.
Hi, guys. I'm fascinated.
How are you?
You're very male. meet each other, or whatever you call it in English. It's a... like a mutual interrogation somehow. But let's get to this. What are we talking about? Columbus or what? Which station? Yeah, it is communicating, but with what technology is it communicating?
You mean the Voyager probes?
Yes. How do they communicate if they are 20 billion miles away? Give me a break, I think it's the right expression.
Radio?
Radio? In space? In vacuum? Radio needs air, my friend.
There's no vacuum anywhere.
Pardon?
Vacuum does not exist. It's an ideal, like the ideal gas laws.
Yes, it's like there is not very much air, but it's almost vacuum, as they say now. But you cannot communicate with radio?
Space is filled with plasma, which is a perfect medium to communicate with radio.
Mm.
Do you think there's a space station floating around the Earth?
I have.
Mike?
Pardon?
Do you think there's a space station floating around the Earth?
Floating? You mean like buoyantly floating? Or?
Okay, You're finding fault with all my words. Is there a space station up there somewhere?
Well, I don't want to answer a question that you're not asking. You know, I guess I could assume I know what you mean, but I'd rather you clarify what you mean so I don't answer a question that you're not asking or answer a question incorrectly.
Okay.
That's very fair. Are you a professor?
Well, I do profess things quite a lot.
No, I mean, you're this guy, Gary...
What about Gary?
You linked to an article, and his photography looks very similar to your profile picture, and I thought, because you are very sophisticated, that you maybe are an author and a professor of sociology. at the University of Manchester.
No, I do not get paid to teach.
He's the number one vandal at Wikipedia. That's what he
said. Okay, got it. That's also a profession.
How exactly do you vandalize Wikipedia articles?
Right?
That was a question. I know right is some kind of
people seem to have a belief that Wikipedia is some authoritative source for everything, but it's really nothing more than a collaborative blog. Very loosely collaborative, too. They don't even allow all collaboration. It's very tight-knit. I understand I was mixing metaphors, saying loosely and tight-knit, but still.
Well, I think the military spends most of the time editing and creating Wiki pages. They have the time and the resources.
And the Hasbro trolls.
Hasbro, you said? What's that?
Hasbara, Hasbara.
What's that?
That is something you can look up on Google.
Can you just tell me?
Well, I don't want to misstate. Just keep it in the back of your mind. The next time you're fooling around on the internet, go to Google.
The back of my mind is full. Damn fact.
Just write it on a note and pin it to your shirt, and then take some.
No, I hate pins. I always
your mittens together. And
are you familiar with the word truculent?
Are you familiar with the word pedantic?
I have truculent up. I'm going to give this for my non-English speaking friend. It means aggressively self-assertive or belligerent. Could you describe yourself as truculent?
I would not.
Is this a job interview? What's going on?
Yes, it is.
Can't you just...
We're just trying to have a conversation. It's not easy this time.
And your sound is really shitty up, sorry to say.
I do?
Yeah, you don't sound very well. And fertilizer also, you are... I mean, the voice, it comes through okay, but you are on push to talk or something. So we have to wait for your answers and, How's my sound coming through?
I'm very sorry, Swissman.
Actually, it looks like we lost...
Say again?
It looks like we lost the entire room. The entire room left.
I think it's because of this chitty-chatty that you have. It's like two dogs that meet each other for the first time.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, maybe my line of questioning is so good.
I think it's because Audio Streamer is annoying everyone.
Audio Streamer is annoying you? You can lower the audacity, or what's the word in English?
Thank you.
You know how?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you can lower it. I have done it a long time ago because it was really annoying sometimes.
Well, he was just being a bit truculent.
Told you, FM.
Say that again, Quits Official.
Spike was being a little bit truculent in that point.
Okay. Well,
just bringing it back, you know? Bring back the words. Well, pedantic was also referenced.
Well, I guess I can't get Swiss Miss's attention. I was trying to find out how to pronounce that name, so I'm just going to call her Swiss Miss from now on.
Yeah, she is a Swiss Miss.
Clearly.
So, guys, how is the situation? What's going on in Canada? I think the class action of this lawyers committee has started over there. Did you read anything in Canada?
No, I really don't know what's happening here.
Okay. There is a class action that has been... actually, it is in Toronto, where it is placed by this committee of this lawyers around Rainer Fulmig, with the German committee and with the children's defense staff of this Kennedy descendant. And the class action was not accepted by the authorities with the reasoning that it is absurd. So they now are... applying a second time. I don't remember the name of the Canadian lawyer. I think Michael something.
No, I think his name is Galati. Uncle Galati?
No.
Is this a movie you're talking about, or?
Something. Pardon?
This is a movie you're talking about?
No, it's about the COVID class actions. About the PCR test, about people that have been hurt from the measures, etc.
Yeah, I don't know what, honestly, Wisdom, I don't know what's happening with the court stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to inform you. I can, but I'm not doing it now. I will give you the link of the latest update of this international class actions that are running.
Well, here in the United States, the courts are governed by the military. Every circuit court has a military JAG in charge of it.
Why is that? Are you under military occupation?
Only for the last 400 years or so.
I don't understand that. I thought the judicial sphere was civil and not military controlled.
Well, you may or may not know this, but most fear is not based on reason, in fact.
Your audio is not too tasty there, Miss Ohm, either.
Yes, that's true. Actually, guys, I interrupted your very interesting mail conversation. I'm going to just listen a little bit, and maybe I leave also to join the other guys. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, everyone, and I'll see you again soon.
Nice to meet you, Mizzle.
I think they put a canopy over Switzerland.
Well, you're really low now, Mike. I can barely hear you. I got my volume on high. Is he low, Mark?
Yeah, this Discord does not work well for me.
Well, there's a lot of settings to adjust. I can't really tell you what to do.
I've adjusted a lot of the settings. It seems like the only way I'm able to get any reasonable performance out of it is if I put it on speaker and not use a Bluetooth device.
Yeah, you're not bad now. Now I can hear you better. Yeah, the Bluetooth
That's what's annoying me now about not being able to use a Bluetooth device is I have to put it on speaker, which means I have to have the phone not only at a certain distance, but in a certain position to get a decent performance.
No, I agree. Yeah, the Bluetooth is not very good with Discord, but I use Bluetooth, and I know I'm not very loud, but I can't adjust it anyway. So I agree with you.
So what do you think about all the mass shootings?
Well, I think most of them are just hyper-realistic drills. It's just a very slow process to disarm the American public, as is the whole world is disarmed.
I don't know about hyper-realistic. I mean, that may be their intention, but the execution leaves much to be desired.
Yeah, but for the most part, the public thinks that they are definitely real. Definitely real. So that's... Realism is just enough to be convincing for most people. It doesn't have to convince the skeptics or the hyper-skeptics. But no doubt, they're completely staged. I like to call them ICE capstone event. Integrated, the Homeland Security term, integrated something event. Yeah, ICE event. Integrated capstone event, where they want to fuse all law enforcement under one umbrella, Homeland Security, and just... Their excuse is good to share security information right across the country, right across the world. So they run these events. The main purpose is to disarm and help destroy the Second Amendment.
I predicted in 2019, November 2019, I started telling people that they're going to start migrating public schools to online, things they would use to press that and to get people to jump on board is an end to school shootings. How are you gonna have a school shooting if everyone's on Zoom? What, are you going there and shoot up all the computers?
Oh yeah. Why did you think that? Why that month?
Because that's when I started reading and seeing things about pandemic.
Oh, I see. This goes all the way back to at least Columbine, though, wouldn't you say? What year was Columbine?
The shootings? The, right. Yeah, the things?
It goes a long way back. This is just a generational thing. It's going to take generations of nudging the public into giving up.
If you allow me to say it, I think that it goes back way before even Columbine. There is one event that we discussed many times on Fakeologist. I mentioned it, is that there was a hostage-taking situation in Neuilly, France, in 1992. And I think that all those situations are the same thing as Columbine, if you want, but on a different level.
Ah, bonsoir, Benoit.
Bonsoir.
Like the 1800s.
Oh, you mean with the anarchist bombing and everything?
Well, I mean, I'm talking specifically about mass shootings in schools. They've been pushing that story since the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't we have single-room schoolhouses in the 1800s?
Yeah, and that probably was part of the continuous push to, like, militarize and everything. And, like, you were talking about getting it all under one umbrella for law enforcement.
Right.
The gun nuts always like to cite those incidents that have been well documented. It doesn't mean they actually happened, but they were very well documented. And the gun nuts cite those instances and say, well, happened back in the 1800s. That proves video games didn't do it or whatever, you know, whatever incoherent narrative they're trying to push.
So you're saying they staged these events in the 1800s as well?
Well, I
would say that the Lincoln shooting is one of them.
Oh, I think Lincoln's wife shot him.
Yeah.
So you reckon that he was shot on that date, and that he really died, at least the person that claimed to be Abraham Lincoln on that day, died that very day that they claimed he died?
Well, I believe it. I don't have, you know, it's just a belief based on, you know, a lifetime of it being soaked into me, you know. But it's possible that it didn't happen at all. But if it did happen, I believe his wife shot him. And I think Jackie Onassis is the one who killed Kennedy, too.
Yes, I was about to ask you about that. Obviously, it will make sense.
Same with the same Derringer.
Yeah, so don't you think that's either a coincidence or two parallel stories created for the public consumption?
Well, it's obviously deliberate. I mean, there's even in the popular culture, there's professionally produced videos about, you know, the supposed connections between Lincoln and Kennedy and all the coincidental and synchronistic things.
Yeah, I don't think Kennedy was even shot that day. I don't think that was another completely staged, made for future television.
He wasn't probably in Dallas that day even.
Maybe
not. I think it was staged, and I think Jackie Onassis blooded herself into the gang by blowing his head off.
No, I don't think.
If you look at the, avoid the question of whether it happened or not, but if you look at the Zapruder film, her body is draped all over him when his top of his head comes off.
What do you think the Zapruder film actually was?
What do you mean?
Do you think that was an actual video taken on the day at that place? Do you think that was an actual...
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're way off. Go on my website and go look up a PDF called JFK TV. The whole thing was a staged hoax.
Maybe.
No doubt in my mind. And the
okay,
Zapruder
well,
film,
I think...
they spent a lot of time making a very grainy, very poor representation of what they say happened that day. I guess they didn't.
You know, it was the 60s, right?
I know it was the 60s, but when did the Zapruder film come out?
I don't know.
76, I think. But I might be wrong on that. Don't quote me.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll just treat this as a
fan fiction, but I think Kennedy was killed that day, and I think Jackie Onassis did it to blood herself into the gang, and I think that the Zapruder film was a deliberate documentation of that, and I think there were probably other documentations, and I think in certain cases they expose certain people to films of that assassination that have never been shown before. Like, say for example, you have a new president, and he wants to do what he wants to do, but people who are really in charge decide they want him to do something else, but he won't do it. So they call him into an office and then show him another angle that no one has ever seen of the assassination. They just let that sink in for a minute, and they say, any questions?
I agree.
What do I do next?
But I don't think Kennedy was put there with any illusions that he had any power. You got to go watch JFK TV. Go watch that.
My take on it is that it will be harder to recruit good actors if they know that at one point you might decide to kill them off.
Exactly.
That's true, Benoit. That's true. Now, the whole thing was a stage hoax, and I think Kennedy was well read in, and I don't think his wife pulled the trigger. She was probably hung out with him
in the
Greek island with Onassis's island, so I don't think you have to worry about Kennedy.
The Kennedy family got rich from bootlegging liquor.
Definitely, that's the backstory, but I think that it's not that interesting to discuss about what we disagree about. Let's find something we agree about, rather.
Okay. Go ahead, Benoit. You can take over. I'm kind of tired of talking.
So, what I'm about to because I always like to go on a personal level. On a personal level, I'm about to experience the different travel laws that are in between Switzerland and the UK. So it's about to be interesting on a fakeology angle. I'm also about to, on the 15th of June until the 6th of July. I cannot afford.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I simply cannot. But it's going to be interesting. So I'm, from what I know, and I'm not the more well-prepared guy, but apparently I have to take a test before going into the plane. I also have to take a test in Great Britain after 5 days of quarantine, which will be in the Airbnb that I rented. So I mean, it will be no problem for anyone to visit me there, apparently. So the thing is that after 5 days, if I take a test and it's negative, I don't have to quarantine anymore. Apparently. Once again, I might be wrong, but that's what I know about the situation right now.
And the rules could change the day you go, couldn't they?
Yes, definitely. And that will be even better. You know what I mean? Let's see what it is about. Maybe it's as easy as anything and it's all bullshit and everyone's making a big fuss about things and it's really nothing. So I'm about to see it firsthand.
Does anyone have a prediction of when French will become a dead language?
Not as long as I am living, my friend.
A prediction on what? I'm sorry I missed that.
And I also have kids, so not as long as my kids are living. That I can guarantee. After that, I just don't know.
What was the question? I'm sorry I missed that.
I was wondering when French will become a dead language.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking to our favorite French speaker here, so I don't know.
Am I the only one that, when I hear Benoit, I think false?
Yeah, okay. So I got around that one later in life. And whatever, what can I say? Benoit Bols, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's not his name. That's his pseudonym.
No, yeah, that's not even my fucking pseudonym, sadly enough.
Are you good at pleasing women?
Okay. So I think that there is another psychologist that will be able to answer that question soon enough. And I will leave it at that.
Wow, Benoit, that is a bold statement.
Benoit is the resident womanizer on the blog.
Don Juan.
How could you not fall for that accent if you're a woman?
Don Jacques.
Benoit.
Well, someone won't say that I sounded like Pepe Le Pew. So who knows really?
I said that.
And it was a good one. Fair enough, it's a good one.
Pepe has more of a Parisian accent.
I really don't know. The thing is that the place that I am living in...
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support. Money.
The music just doesn't come through anymore. I don't know what this
is. Maybe you could program audio streamer to shut the fuck up when there's people in here talking.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that will kill all the charm.
If I
That's
could,
what it's about.
I would if I could.
Who's operating that bot?
The computer.
I mean, what computer?
Psychologist, master server. If I can figure it out, I'll look into it. I am the fakeologist. This is my server, and I put it in. I'll have to look into how I can tell it to be quiet when people are talking.
What bot software are you using?
It's not a bot. It's just another user, and it uses an audio single player that it's hooked up to. It's not actually a bot.
Oh, I see. It's just a ping.
A logged in user.
So you just have a program to periodically play audio clips.
Yeah. It's every 20 minutes.
If you know Python, or if you know anyone that knows Python, they could probably set up a simple 2-line script that would quiet audio streamer while people are talking.
To be honest with you,
well,
I
have to say that I kind of like the fact that it is a It's kind of a pacing issue for me, you know what I mean? It's not that I enjoy it every time, but at times I kind of like the interruption of the book.
I kind of like it too. You get used to it. You're the most offended person that we've had speak about it, to be honest with you. I know it seems to really be bothering you, but the only thing that bothers me about it is it's not working properly anymore because Discord changed something. I don't know what it is. So it used to sound pretty good, but now it sounds poor because the audio is not able to break through whatever barrier Discord has put up. But I know it does interrupt the stream, and I could limit it to once an hour. I guess I could do that.
Well, that would thrill me.
I could limit it to once an hour. We could have a moderator vote on that.
Yeah,
I would vote on that.
Specific moderator then, because I would be incapable of doing that for sure.
Yeah, just see how it works, and if it doesn't cause any issues, maybe keep it that way.
Yeah. Sorry, Purple Play, you said something, my dear?
I said I will take a vote on that for a yay.
Once
an hour is good, you know, because I thought it was really unusual. It was like, what's going on when I first came?
Sometimes it can be disruptive, yeah.
Yeah, because of the sound.
Interrupt the conversation.
Yeah.
I would say that the secret is to lower the volume of the bot so it doesn't sound like blasting through your ears.
Yeah, it's very
and
scratchy.
And that is the way to get
the
accustomed.
Sound is very scratchy.
Well,
yeah,
I did that. I lowered the volume at someone else's, Swiss Miss's suggestion, and that worked fine for me, but then I noticed people were having a conversation that I wasn't even partaking in, and they just suddenly stopped because audio streaming was talking. I was like, come on, guys, just ignore it.
Yeah, all right. I got it. All right. Benoit, you want to
popular demand, then. Well, by popular demand, I think that is something that we can brought up to the tech guy, but it's now 12:34, and I have a date, so I'm going to...
A date at 12:34?
Is it a booty call, or is it a date?
Well, a date could mean anything.
Oh, he just left.
He's already out the door.
Yeah,
French people don't necessarily mean a male-female sexual account for a date.
Oh, he means different, like a date. Okay.
Might just mean he's meeting someone, anyone.
Okay.
I don't think so. You don't know Benoit.
Benoit does love the ladies, so.
Well, he made that very clear. For those who weren't here, I asked him, made reference to his name, Benoit, and said it always made me think balls. And then I asked him if he's good at pleasing women. And he said something along the lines of, there's five women in fakeology that are going to be able to tell you soon.
Well, one for sure. Well, let's go around the room and say hi. Three ladies in here. Let's let the ladies chime in. Sky Larkin, Purple Play, Dee Dee. How are you guys?
We're good. The other room is full of men.
That's the sausage room.
Room 11. Someone.
The sausage room. That's
sausage room.
Come on, don't tell me you never heard of that before, Purple Clay.
When I see that 11, it makes me think of a sword fight.
Yeah, all kinds of references. Guy Larkin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I've obviously joined the taco room tonight, so I'm feasting on tacos. You know, I'm doing all right. How are you, Ab? Are you all right?
Yeah, we're living it. We're okay.
We live in
how are things in Canada these days?
Cool.
Thanksgiving
Day again.
What?
Say again?
Never mind.
Yeah, we've been in lockdown, I guess, since last November, so just more of the same.
And how's your daughter doing? Is she,
Oh, thanks for that. Every day is a challenge. Every day is different.
That's gotta be tough.
Yeah, I don't even like to talk about it much anymore. It's every day is a pain. Every day is a new problem. Yeah, they're minor. They're all manageable, but it's still a headache you wish you never had ever.
Yeah, I'll bet. I can't imagine.
I think we had a box of bad needles, and they just weren't working.
Dear.
They weren't going in. I just said, take the box back. Use another box. Because obviously these Chinese people, since everything's made in China, obviously maybe the machine wasn't calibrated right, and maybe they're all stolen.
I think they'd have some QC on that. Goodness.
Well, who knows? Because one after the other wouldn't work. So I said, change the box. Try another box. No, I said, I don't care. You don't have to use them. Just take them back.
Sky.
Hey, how you doing?
Where
You've
are you
got
from?
A great name. A great name, actually. Fertilizer spot. Because I'm into gardening at the moment. So... Your name was very interesting. I was like, oh, I've bought some fertilizer and I've got a few spikes, you know, for my plants. So, interesting name.
Blimey.
That's funny.
I know. I'm really into the gardening. I just fucking love it. It's a real stress relief, actually. You know,
and you've got a guy named Spike coming to visit you soon. And his name's Spike.
What do you mean, Benoit? I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
Sky, where are you from?
Yeah. I'm in Birmingham in the UK. Yeah, where are you?
I'm in the United States.
Which part?
Top.
Oh, you're not being specific in case MI5 and the CIA are listening.
Illinois.
Right. All right, okay.
I don't know, when I talk to people who aren't from this country, I don't know how well they know different regions, so I try to go from the outside in.
Yeah, I've been to America, but it was a long time ago. I've only visited two states anyway, so.
Like, let's be honest, would anyone know what I was talking about if I said I'm on Royal Street?
Well, now you're being kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
Degrees, you know. People have different degrees of area knowledge when it comes to the United States. You know, I don't assume everyone knows where Illinois is. Even though I don't think there's any other Illinois anywhere outside the United States. It's derived from an indigenous North American word, so it's peculiar to the United States. But still, not everyone has heard of it.
So do you know Laurie Lightfoot? Do you know her?
I don't know anyone here except Dee Dee.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't even really know Dee Dee. I met her 3 days ago. Or two.
Yeah.
2 days. But I like her.
That's cool.
Well, thanks.
Are you two close by? Are you close to each other?
No.
No. Far away. I've been to Chicago, though, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 300 miles from here.
It's skylarking. Do you have your own garden? You have a little...
I do, yeah, luckily.
What are you growing
right now? It's all kinds. I'm growing a lot of flowers at the moment. I'm experimenting, so I'm growing some dahlias from tubers, which are like the roots. Mm-hmm.
I like your accent, the way you say dahlias. I'll say dahlias.
Yeah, I know, that is a quandary, because some people do call them dahlias and some dahlias, so I think it's...
No, I like the way you say it.
Yeah, awesome.
I just like the way you talk. It's so, like, soothing.
Yeah, people always say that. That's really kind.
Guy, have you ever been on a riverboat?
I have. I've been on a boat party, on a riverboat, a barge party. Yeah, why? Why'd you ask?
I just had this feeling.
Okay, that's mysterious. Carry on, continue. Feeling about what?
Mysterious.
That I live on a
it's
boat.
Your life, right?
No, but what's the boat connection? What are you saying? That you imagine me living on a boat?
Not living permanently, no.
I'd love to. I'd love that. I suppose the older I get, the more I crave, you know, that kind of lifestyle is interesting, isn't it? Not living in a city, because I live in a city, and I always have done.
Well, that wasn't just a lucky guess. I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of have a superpower, but I don't use it for evil.
You better
That's
not.
Fine. Even if you do, who am I to judge? You know what I mean? Who am I to judge? I can't judge you. So how's things then, where you all are? Is COVID still like the fucking bane of everyone's life? Or has it got better?
Speaking for Southern Illinois, it took a long time for that to even really set in. And even after it set in, it wasn't really strictly adhered to by most people. And it's fading quickly now. Just by way of example, like you would read news stories saying things like, and this is like 2 months into it, saying things like, cases in Franklin County skyrocket to 500, you know, when the day before it was 498.
Yeah.
It's very hard for people to take it seriously if they actually looked at what was really going on.
Exactly. It's really comical, actually. That's how I find it. I mean, it is here now. We've got the threats of the Indian variant and shutting certain areas of the country down that are populated with people from India, and it just doesn't make any sense because no one's been able to go anywhere for the past year, really.
The population density is a big part of it, because when you are telling a population, oh my gosh, six people this month got a disease, you know, it's like, okay. But if you live in Chicago and they say 5,000 people around you just got the disease, it has more emotional impact.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is it the propaganda, though, is just crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It's just so in your face, isn't it? It's just really blatant, and they're just trying so hard, you know, to manipulate people, and you just know that, you know, people like us who are not going to have the vaccination and we don't follow the propaganda, we're the target now. It's got to that point for sure. You know, things that I've seen recently in your face, it's just unbelievable.
That was one thing.
And it just surprises me so much, you know. Go on.
Yeah, Tom. That was one thing that struck me right away was that, I've lost my thought.
But in England, as skyrocketing, didn't they just open up? Because you guys were in a lockdown, right?
Yeah.
So
we
how
were
is
in
it now with everything?
Well, they've kind of reopened stuff now, so...
You have to wait in line. It's like a shit show out there, you know, like even in Oregon, it's like in Portland, it's like lined in grocery stores and like...
Do you know, that's kind of worn off here now, but at first it was like that. You had to queue up for everything, and it was like...
But even if you go to a restaurant, like I went with my friends from work, and we went to a bar, and we can only stay there for an hour, and you cannot intermingle with somebody on the next table. If you do, they'll kick you out. they'll give you a warning. So it's like you cannot even like talk to other people. You just have to stay with your party, you know.
Yeah. I remember what I was thinking. I remember when all the mask thing first started around here. It struck me that now everyone has a very. Let me just say first, I think everyone here would at least somewhat agree that people like us are targeted by this propaganda. You know, they're targeted by the programming of people to become hostile to us. But the mask thing makes it very obvious who the seditionists are. You know, like, oh, hey, you're not wearing a mask. You're a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, it separates. Definitely gives a separation for sure. Divide the division, you know, who's, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So soon, even the ones who took the vaccine, they're like, if you go inside the store that I work, so they're saying like the ones that took the vaccine, they have a choice not to wear the mask, and then the ones that didn't take the vaccine, they'll have to wear the mask. So they're just going to point.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Hi, this is Errol C.
Naeem. Rick from Port Macquarie.
Eric.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, that's how it's got now. It's basically a them and us scenario. You know, it's going to be who's vaccinated. And it's what I expected anyway. I was expecting it to get to that point that children won't be able to play.
It's a planned operation, so they're planning all of this. Of course.
It's
going to be a shit show summer. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, of course, and it's going to be brief. So, you know, you will have a summer of freedom, if that. I mean, here in the UK, I don't even think we'll get that.
So they'll give you a taste, a bit of freedom, and then they'll just yank it just like that again. They'll do another lockdown. The numbers are going up high.
Of course, but we knew that anyway, that, you know, it was very obvious that we're going to give us summer, and then in the autumn when it's flu season anyway, naturally flu season, which has suddenly disappeared, mm-hmm. you know, people will get unwell, but they're not even giving us that now. We've got the threat of the Indian variant, which suggests that the summer will be very brief. It will literally be a couple of months. It'll be way before flu season, you know, before September, October time. It'll probably be July. We'll probably get mm-hmm. a month or something, and that'll be it, you know. Or maybe we will get a little bit of freedom, and then it will just be flu season, you know. We don't know. They're fucking with us all the time, you know. Making
I mean,
it
even
unsafe.
With traveling, there's like now you cannot travel. You have a vaccine passport, so.
But that's not necessarily the case, though. I know lots of people traveling, and they don't need a. At this point in time now, you don't need a vaccine passport. It's just the imminent threat of it. They're just threatening.
But you have to get the test to fly. You have to get the COVID test.
Yeah.
Which I don't even want that test. I don't want anything put up my nose, my asshole, nothing. I'm like, don't, you know. I don't want that swab near me. Like, but
if it came to it, I'd rather that than the passport. It'd be like, you know, I'd rather have the test.
Did you say you don't want anything put up your ass?
Yeah, in China, they were doing anal swabs for a COVID test. Do you not see?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said
in the
China.
Did you see that video where they were doing it to children, school children in China? They'd like swabbed them up the arse, and then they were all walking like John Wayne afterwards. Did you ever see that video?
Was that fake, or do you think it was real?
I wondered if it was fake, because I just thought it was so exaggerated. I mean, mm-hmm. I just thought it could be fake, but I couldn't help being shocked by it. I was like, fucking hell, even if it is fake, I mean, just the thought of those poor children mm-hmm. having something up their bum and then mm-hmm. walking in such a way.
Like something
you
was
know
stuck
I mean?
Up their ass.
Just
I mean, I hate to say it, but
it's comical
and
disturbing. Everything, the politics, everything is like clown show, basically. Yeah.
You don't know whether to laugh or not, do you?
Yeah, you have to laugh about it. I mean, it's sad. We cannot stop it. We're powerless. There's very few of us, you know. So
just so you can clarify, won't take anything in your ass, or are you talking just diagnostic tools?
Yeah, I won't take anything up my ass. I'm not a freak like that. Sorry. spike.
Hold on, let me just check that off.
He's fucking perv. That's hilarious. I love the way he had to clarify those. Like, oh, so you don't take anything in your ass?
He's probably watching a lot of Pornhub. I mean, he lives alone, so probably seeing all that shit on Pornhub.
There's a hub.
They love the asshole. They love the asshole. You know.
Yeah, men love.
They want straight men to be in love with the ass and the asshole.
I just make mistakes sometimes. That's all. I don't want to get smacked.
Don't worry, we're not shocked. We just wanted to highlight the preoccupation that.
I mean,
men
some
have.
Women love it up the asshole. People love asshole. It. Good for them, you know. So.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, mm-hmm. You know.
I just feel like it's not natural for human beings to be, but that's just me, you know. I'm a prude, I guess.
I agree.
I suppose it depends who you're with, though, doesn't it? I think if you're with someone that you really, you know, want to be with, then and it
but
just
not
happens,
on the asshole. Even if somebody you're intimate, I don't know, but that's just me. Maybe I'm too.
The heroin's not natural either, but goddamn, they say it makes you feel great.
And don't people stick drugs up their ass? Is this like? It's a better high. Like
yeah.
Crazy people who do that kind of shit too, you know.
And alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yeah,
never heard of wine
enema? I don't know about alcohol.
Mm-mm. Never heard of that.
What does that feel like? Is that nice?
Feels like, I'm told, it feels like getting drunk very fast.
Oh, wow. Try that then at some point. It's on the bucket list.
You see squatters doing it, you know. They get cheap wine because they can't afford cheap vodka.
Yeah.
By the way, I put the link and a quote in the notes section there. The owner, FM, was talking to me about the, which I misstated. I called it a digital tattoo. They're calling it a quantum tattoo. It's something that they can administer to people during a vaccine administration, and it leaves a tattoo in your skin that's detectable.
So it's like a scanner, like a body scanner that would, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's scary shit.
Yeah, they say they're going to use it I don't know if it's going to be a unique identifier that links to a database or if it actually has the information encoded in it, but it's supposed to contain mm-hmm. medical information.
So the police, like the law enforcement, they're practicing to get this started, you know, are they the ones who are going to be like?
Well, the article says they're detectable with a quote specially modified cell phone or something like that. Like a cell phone would be able to detect
mm-hmm.
it.
Because I don't know if you guys have noticed, there's more things up in the air, like helicopters and all kinds of stuff in the air that nobody looks up in the sky. You know what's happening since COVID. You know.
More helicopters, that's true.
But I feel like they have the ability to even scan us from above. Like some of them fly really low, and some of them, like I live in the city, like I hear them like even at like 2 a.m. in the morning. Like what are they doing, you know?
Yeah. Last July, actually, I noticed that, it was the first time I noticed it, very early in the morning before the sun comes up, I could see at least 2 aerial vehicles moving in a, seemed pretty clear they were moving in like a sweeping pattern, you know, and sounded like helicopters, which I had this feeling that they weren't manned, but just, you know, everybody thinks drones are just all quadcopters. They don't have to be. They could be any vehicle.
I feel like they have scanners through in those helicopters that you can see right through inside where you live in, I think.
Yeah, it's called FLIR, forward-looking infrared, where they can see through walls. A lot of police cars have it, too.
Oh, that's scary. We have no fucking privacy at all.
Now the 5G, which uses the same, some of the frequencies that 5G uses, are the frequencies they use in the airport body scanners. So they basically built a airport body scanner over the whole country, over the whole world.
So they might put those scanners even like in like stores and things like that. So before when you walk in, you know, so you like scan.
Well, I'm not sure if you realize this, but most stores, especially the big chain stores, well, that's another reason. I wish FM was here. I could tell him this. This would be reason number 9 for why the COVID thing happened. A lot of the stores were shut down and or
or doing limited hours of operation, they were installing 5G inside the stores. So you don't need any extra scanner beyond that. Like I said, they use the same frequencies as the airport.
Yeah, they installed all of that during COVID and with in the stores, the schools, everything, right?
Yeah, inside, that's when they did most of the interior stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The outside network, outside of buildings, that's been in place for long before anyone was really talking about it. Because you could go, industry.
For how long do you think that's been? Like they've had that?
At least a year, because I checked on it before anyone had ever even heard of 5G or seemed to be talking about it. I came across this website. Created by the industry, showing where 5G had already been deployed, and it was everywhere. I mean, I'm not kidding; it was literally everywhere already. And each deployment was identified as whether it was for commercial use or strictly law enforcement use or whatever. And none of it was activated for commercial use yet. It was all there and all being used by someone.
Interesting. I think maybe we dimmed the conversation. They all went to the other room.
Yeah, should we join them?
Sure, let's join them.
That's all, folks.